This is Slick Money from Memphis, Tennessee.
This is Lady Z from Metro ATL.
And this is the Slick Money and the Lady Z Show.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Slick Money Lady Z Show. Live from the penthouse, 300th floor, overlooking Atlantic Station. Episode 19 is about to be in the books. I'm your host, Mr. HM3. And thanks for tuning in last week as we did cancer awareness. And we had two lovely ladies, special guests, to join Slick Money and the lovely Lady Z in the penthouse. And guess what? They're back again this week. Thanks, Kara Ann and Beth, Miss Sprinkles, bringing them back into the penthouse. You already know how we do it. Let me go ahead and introduce the two stars of the show. And I have my lovely Capitol Hill finest. Matlock ain't got nothing on this young lady. Miss Lady Z, what's up, Lady Z?
What's going on, Horace? Good to see you, baby.
Thank you. Good to see you.
How you doing today? How you doing?
I'm great.
Well, you're looking fine.
I appreciate it.
So what's going on, Slick?
What's
up? My man. My main man.
What's up, Lady Z?
Not much. You know, just trying to get through the day. Keep it in the middle of the road.
Yeah, is that a beanie that you're wearing?
Yeah, that's a little beanie, you know.
I like that.
Well, thank you.
It's like a up north type thing.
It really is. You know, that's a New York flavor.
She wore that in Capitol Hill and they went next.
Yeah. Hey, when she entered the building, come to the penthouse, I didn't know who she was.
Oh, watch out now.
Then I looked down at the rest of the figure. I said, oh, that's Z.
Watch out.
I said, hey, Z.
I hope that's good.
Yeah, it is good. At the top of the head, I didn't know.
There you
when
go.
I got to the bottom, oh, that's
know, I just had to throw something on top of his head because, boy, what? I tell you, what a day with the hair.
And it's not like the weather's getting cooler, too.
The weather is getting cool, but yeah. You know what? I try to take care of my itchy scalp myself, and I wash my hair. And my hair is so long and thick, I couldn't do anything with it, so I just had to put it up under a beanie.
Wow. There you go.
So fall has set in. This October 21st.
I think so.
It's official.
It's official. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Well, let everybody get their dance on.
But it's so good to see you.
There you go.
There you go.
Next in line. You know how we about to do it. Let me see Beth do the nay-nay.
Yeah, Beth can do it. Hey. Go, Beth. Go, Beth. Go, Beth.
Wow.
Go,
yeah.
Go, Beth.
My main man, Slick Money. What's up, Slick Money?
What's up, kid, folks?
What's happening?
Good to see you.
Episode 19.
Yeah, when the weather changed, I know Thanksgiving is close by. Gobble, gobble, gobble. It's not far away. Good to see the ladies back in the house.
Oh, absolutely.
Before we go any further, October might be the nation's Cancer Awareness Month. But every day is Cancer Awareness
Month. There you go. Absolutely.
That's right.
For real, though.
And speaking of that, introducing the guests, the two lovely ladies that has come back to visit us in the penthouse, sipping on some wine.
Oh,
right on.
Miss Beth Sprinkles. What's up, Beth?
Sprinkles.
How you doing?
Sprinklicious. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. Everything good with you?
Powers, I think that Beth is a natural.
She is.
She get that microphone, get comfortable.
She been doing the tour. She didn't tell everybody.
Oh, I tell
her. She was on the show last night.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she's rocking, eh?
She
slipped it to me and told me, she said, you know, I did the show last night, too. I'm just doing my rounds.
There you go. That's hot.
And at any given time, you can see me or hear me on B103 as well with the PSA for the American Cancer Society.
There you go. See?
I like that.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And last but not least.
Give it up.
The lovely Miss Carol Ann. What's up, Miss Carol Ann?
That's me.
How you doing?
Doing great.
C-A.
C-A.
See, in the building. In the penthouse.
You already
it's
know.
It's a tip, so I'm in the building.
Absolutely.
C-A is in the building.
That's right.
Doing all right?
Doing great. Doing great. I'm hyped up.
Yeah, everybody
hyped
looking up. All festive. You know, they're looking all, you know, just cute.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, guys don't never look cute. You know, they just be guys. Boy. But ladies always step in. Their presence make all the difference.
Yeah,
in the
y'all
world.
Do just be being guys.
Yeah, just being guys.
You know what I'm saying? What's up with that?
That's what's up.
Well, you know how it is.
Y'all don't have to do nothing but be. Hey. Exist.
Watch out
we
now.
Love y'all like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, any woman that I'm going out with or I'm with out with, she need to look marvelous.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yes. So
that's just
one of y'all things y'all do.
And y'all just need to smell good.
We gonna make sure that is.
Absolutely. We're gonna be posting Amen. That with AR. Amen. Chris, we posting that creed for everybody on Facebook.
Oh, you gotta Absolutely. Do the creed.
Yeah, they not, man, I can't get a bottle. But we're gonna post it anyway.
Absolutely.
You better watch out.
But before we get started, of course, before we get into some lawful things, even though we have an attorney. Yeah, have to let y'all know about this right here.
The information contained in this show is for general purposes information only. We make no representation or warranties of any kind, express or implied, about the accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to this show. The information contained on this show is for entertainment purposes only, and it is just our opinion. Any reliance you place on such information is therefore strictly at your own risk. Enjoy the show.
And you can catch all archive shows on HM3Inc.com. Just click on the Slick Money Lady Z show and get entertained.
Hey, man, please don't do that again.
What you mean?
Y'all just
What's
messed that? Me up. Wow. I heard that recording and her lips were not moving.
I said, what the shit? What?
I said, how did y'all do that? Are you serious? I looked over there and she was like straight face. Wow. I'm like, this woman got a good trick going.
I do. You know, I pull them out the bag all the time.
I'm like, what the hell? Wow.
She was talking.
Like, she was.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, I didn't put it all Hello. Together, that recording and all that stuff.
Wake
and I
up, looked at, wake up.
She was talking and her lips wasn't moving. I said, she's got a good trick.
Yes.
You ought to be on HBO.
I promise you. You're right.
That was hot.
Welcome, Slick.
Hey, please forewarn me next time because I got scared. I was really scared.
I said, how's she doing that?
Boy, oh, y'all love the change.
Oh, that's funny. Too funny.
All right, coming up on funny. The show, we got an icebreaker from Mr. Slick Money and Lady Z. And the thought for the day, Miss Lady Z, go bring y'all some encouragement. And then tonight, we're going to talk about supporting people or someone with cancer, since this is the month that we are showing awareness to cancer. So we're going to talk about how to support, being that support system. And we just go, just kind of tell some stories and kind of give people some ideas, because that's a tough situation to be in. And a lot of times somebody don't know how to support someone. So we're going to get kind of give you some advice on that. So, Slick Money, you ready for your icebreaker, buddy?
Yeah. You got something soft for me?
Oh. Mm. Go ahead and rock and roll with it.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
That's
this is something totally different than the topic of the show, because it's just an icebreaker, right?
It's whatever you feel like you want to let the world know.
Okay.
Straight out of the mind of Slick Money.
I appreciate that. I actually got a post from Facebook, which is very interesting. I thought I would share it with the listeners. And, okay. Of course, the crew. You know, got to always share stuff with Lady Z.
Right, right.
You know, she's all across the globe. Mm. And then she get in these conversations with folks at these functions. And they start talking crazy about relationships.
Uh-oh.
She can drop this on them real quick. Because it make a lot of sense. So I don't know if you got pen or paper with you. This is something you might want to jot down. So when you get into those deep conversations about the relationships and why it fails and all that stuff like that. But it's just quick food for thought. All right. I got a posting for relationship killers. I thought it was very interesting. Something that the listeners should know along with the cast. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It says headlines. Just real short. The first one was, this is relationship killer, I guess, could apply to anybody in the world. The first one is insecurity. Number 2 is trust issues. Number 3 was Facebook.
Wow.
Number 4 was jealousy. Number 5 is lack of communication. And number 6 is assumptions. Those are considered the top 6 things for relationship killers.
Wow.
I think the lack of communication should be lack of effective communication.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
like
we can communicate, but is it effective?
Right. Right. So I'm going to say it over again quickly in case the listeners didn't hear me. I was going kind of fast. Number 1 was, and it's not no particular order, but it was just the top 6. Number 1 was insecurities.
Yes.
Number 2 was trust issues. Number 3 was Facebook. Number 4 was jealousy. Number 5 was lack of communication. And number 6 is assumptions. Those were the top 6 things that kill, murder, slaughter relationships. Trust me when I tell you that. That's was that. But that's my iceberg, because I thought I'd just share that because it was posted. I thought it was very interesting. Way to kind of start the show off, because this is just a memo type thing.
Those are killers.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
It's some more killers, too.
I agree.
Anybody want to add their killers, relationship killers that y'all can think of?
Attitude. Finance.
Okay.
Wow. And not being equally yoked could be a killer, too. You know, one believing in Jesus and the other not.
That's right.
I mean, you know, it is what it is, but everybody don't believe in Jesus.
That's true.
Folks going competition. Right. Competition.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Children.
Yes. Jeez.
Bringing blended families can kill a relationship.
Yes.
Especially if they disrespectful.
Money. I mean, the list can hear to Texas.
Shade, hate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's
bad. And the topic that we're talking about tonight, our support. Oh, yes. Don't support your spouse and see what happens.
How about that?
Yeah, because they'll go out and find somebody who can't support
them.
Right,
now.
Don't go by the water cooler.
Well,
a whole bunch of things happen at the water cooler.
Wow.
Water coolers have broke up a lot of marriages. You better believe it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, water coolers mean that if you're going to get some donuts or coffee, bottle wall out of the refrigerator.
The gossip corner.
The gossip corner.
Oh, wow.
And you start talking about it. Somebody says, how was your night last night? And you make that face expression like it wasn't so well, then that's how I start. And he going to say, tell me what happened.
Don't
be so bad.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's going to be okay. You know what I'm talking about? They start rubbing your back.
Wow.
It's over.
Yeah.
Y'all are so much.
Yeah. What you doing for lunch? Well, I really didn't bring them because she ain't fixed nothing. Oh, don't worry. I got my new credit card this week.
It gets like that?
Z.
Really?
I just got a new car, and they call it the Z card.
You are crazy.
Unlimited. I'm talking about $200,000 on it.
Wow.
Let me break this card in. Would you like to do Cheesecake Factory for lunch?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. I ain't got nothing to do. Well, let's go.
Me either.
That's my whole point. That's how I start, seriously.
Well, I appreciate
that.
Speak.
I appreciate that, Slay. That's really something to start on.
Absolutely.
Well, we're about to jump.
She's clapping hard. Look at her.
We're about to jump into the thought for the day. We're finna get some encouragement after that icebreaker about the relationship's killer. Well, we're about to get into the thought for the day with Lady Z. Kind of let y'all know how to get some encouragement in your life.
Oh. All
right. We gonna marinate on that for a minute.
There you go.
She's talking about let that breathe in.
Well, she requested something smooth and something she can talk over.
Okay, right.
This should be real smooth. Yeah.
And it's gonna be real quick.
Real quick.
I love this.
There you go.
Okay, I'm gonna sit here for a minute. See me in a second.
All right, let me get a listen to some of that.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I think that was about 8 bars.
She got a studio, so watch she knows bars. She knows about the bars.
I understand.
Okay, so let me give you all my thought for today. This is dear to my heart, and it's real simple. Smile. It adds to your face value.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Hashtag.
I like
that. Smiling, being happy, and enthusiastic is always a choice and not a result.
Wow, I like that.
I like that.
Can we get that one more time?
Hold on. We're going to look up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, give me a little bit more beat to it. Yeah. That's hot. You know, we have some great food thoughts and stuff like that. But that one kind of was different.
Yeah.
But it's so cheerful and happy.
But we're going to have to ask her to repeat it again.
Yeah, please.
Just in case somebody missed it.
Yeah, okay. One more time.
Let's do that again. Smile. It adds to your face value. Hashtag smiling. Being happy and enthusiastic is always a choice and not a result. Have a smiley day.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Awesome.
That term, that what she said, reminded me of the Kirk Franklin song, Smile.
There you go.
Yeah, it just reminded me of that.
You know, Beth will start singing in a minute. Yeah.
Well, Beth, give me a couple. Hey, Beth, give me a bar.
Get her own singing show.
Can I get a bar too?
Well, I'll tell
no,
you
we just
this.
Need to get her own singing
smile.
Show.
She's talked about smile.
Yeah.
What's in the middle of smile?
Ah.
Who? You.
Absolutely.
Are in the middle of your smile.
There you
can't have smile without I being in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Wow. Hey, that was good.
Go ahead.
Let it rain, Sprinkles.
Yeah, let it rain, Sprinkles. I'm telling you.
We are already starting another show so beautifully. Encouraging.
Yes, Lady Z did that.
Yes.
Yes, she
thank
did.
You, thank
she
you.
Always do.
She always bringing it.
Ray, a ray of hope.
I almost want me to ask her, what did she tell them folks on Capitol Hill?
Zia.
Making them go.
She said Zia.
I think she probably said go out and vote.
Oh, wow. Yes. Definitely do that.
Do that. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you brought that up.
I will be going,
please,
going.
Out
I'm going
vote.
To vote in the morning. Then I have
me
my review
you.
Tomorrow as well.
Oh, that's we speak increase.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Increase.
Yes. I walk my way to an increase.
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely.
I've been walking all 8 months.
Smile.
So. Hey, you know what's funny, man, when it comes about voting? You know, it's not a black and white thing.
Right.
But the bottom line is that African Americans know they can make a change in their community if they vote.
Yep.
Right.
If you don't vote, then you know where the money going.
There's power
absolutely.
In numbers.
So if you're not going to go out and vote, all you're doing is hurting your community, hurting what people died and fought for.
Yes. Exercise so, your right to vote.
Absolutely, Sprinkles. So I'm just telling you, man, do what's right.
Got to do it.
Her, Mrs. Children, 18, just got it. Exercise your right because it can make a difference in your community, in your state.
Absolutely.
And if you don't vote, don't complain.
That's
there you
right.
go.
Absolutely.
Before we get into the discussion, I would like to ask Beth and Caroline, how did they enjoy the show last week? And just give me some of your thoughts. We'll start off with Miss Carol Ann to give me some of your thoughts from last week's show and some of the comments. I know the family members were pretty happy about that and things of that nature. So kind of give me a little something that just tell us something about how it made you feel, just the support that we gave you, and obviously from your family.
Oh, I feel healed. I feel healed. I feel as though years was added to my life.
Wow.
Seriously.
That's hot.
Wow.
So many people reached out to me, said how good it was and how it made them feel. It changed their lives. They learned so much, and they're looking forward for part two. Seriously,
wow.
It really made me feel good. I felt like I did something wonderful.
And you did.
Wow.
So, to all of us, I believe we did great because we had great reviews. So here is part two tonight.
Can I ask you a question, Carol?
Yes.
Now, when you go home and the show got posted on the site and you heard it for the very first time, I'm not talking about the fourth or fifth time. The very first time. Because, see, when I first heard it, I listened to it about 50 times. That's why our numbers went up. Because I kept saying, is that me talking? So I want to ask you, how did you feel hearing yourself, you know, for the very first time? It might not have been the very first time, but just hearing it on the Slick Money Lady Z show and how it affected you hearing it numerous of times. Because you just can't hear it one time.
You know what? My favorite phrase, did I do that?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm so excited. Really.
I'm so excited. I can't sleep.
So excited.
Wow.
I listened to it about 10 times.
I'll tell you, there you go. Stock going up.
I really did about 10 times. I listened to it over and over. Everybody comes to the house, did you hear it? Nope. There it is.
Hey,
you know, we just keep listening.
You're from Ghana, right?
Guyana.
Well, you got to remember.
You're going to get this right.
Well, listen, you got to remember I got a four-grade education. All the G words sound the same to me. If I just say Africa or somewhere far across the water, They know what I'm talking about. Madagascar, anything. You know what I'm talking about?
Think about the Sunshine State or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Guyana, South America.
Okay.
Right.
But
close
anyway.
To Brazil. Sorry.
Oh, now I do like Brazil for real.
Okay, so.
Oh, why is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the
Never
girl,
mind, that's another subject.
Yeah, the girls are hot in Brazil for
real. Oh, here we go.
But anyway.
Sizzle.
I just want to say, did anybody back home listen to?
Yes. They're taking it, yes.
Hard shaking his head like he saw the number.
Listen, no, seriously, they took it to churches, their churches.
What?
That's awesome.
Yes, they have.
Girl, stop.
I am so serious. So I'm trying to make a trip there as soon as I can. I'm trying to get on the radio station over there.
Wow.
And see if I can get them to play this thing.
That's awesome.
That's great.
But people are taking it around.
All right.
You know what?
Is this God is good, isn't
it? Some of them don't have the luxuries that we have here in the United States.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And they were hungry for this type of education.
Wow.
So that made me feel really good. I feel like I'm really doing something great for the less fortunate.
Yes.
Like some people in Guyana, you know? And listening to this was a big deal for them. They feel like, oh my God, yeah. And they're changing their habits of eating and lifestyle and everything instantly.
Wow.
These are the feedbacks that I got. That I receive
That's
from
great.
These people. I'm
That's great.
Receiving phone calls, text messages, emails
wow.
about this. So we are doing something great. We're touching people all over the world.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what it's
so
to do.
Very encouraging.
Everybody back home know of Lady Z. Is that correct?
So watch out.
Lady Z International
okay.
And
Sprinkles.
Inc.
You
and
got Sprinkles and Z
yeah.
on one show.
Yeah.
And you got to throw some slick in there just a little
slick
bit.
Slick is in there.
Now, we didn't say nothing about HM3.
Uh-oh.
But the website is good enough for me.
But for those for those who back in the motherland. That's
not
the motherland.
South America.
South America.
South America.
You see, when you got a third grade education, we all come from the same little
level.
Now
it's third grade.
It's going to be second grade for us over. But anyway, I just want to say, for those who are listening, Lady Z and Slick Money, I really appreciate y'all supporting us. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Two beautiful women came in and shared their stories. And I hope it's contagious where it's spread across the globe to help people. Because that's one thing about God. Mm-hmm. He said, just start it, he'll finish it.
That's Amen. Right.
But if I can't finish none of you, I'll never start it.
Mm. Mm.
So y'all took a big step by coming to the show, enhancing our show. People gonna know who Lady Z is. So when she go over there, be like, damn girl, I know you. And she be like,
watch
what?
Out, watch out.
Can I get your autograph? She can say, what? I don't know you. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I listen to your show.
It would sound a little bit like this. We know you, Lady Z. We know you, Lady Z. Slick. We know you, Lady Z.
Sprinkle, stop. Sprinkle needs to stop hard.
Sprinkle.
She really do. She really do.
Well, after Beth tell us how it affect her life and what it did for her and her feedback, I'm going to drop some information after she finished that will probably surprise you guys. But go ahead, Beth. I got you on this.
People were just very happy of me being transparent and the fact that Carolyn's sitting here fighting. And they also mentioned your strength and your resilience to have two ends of the spectrum in one time. Sitting together across the table, sharing and caring and promoting awareness. And they were just, how did she look? Did she look? No, she looks just fine, fine. Ooh. I said, she is absolutely amazing. She is wonderful. So the cancer awareness that you all have allowed to come to the show
absolutely.
Is really, really, really impacting and changing lives. People were just so open. You know, what are you going to do next week? Just tune in and watch.
Right.
Here.
That's encouraging. Yep.
Absolutely. And that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to reach another person, somebody else out there who may be going through the same thing or know someone who's going through the same thing. Because I think we all know someone or have someone that is struggling with some form of cancer. And so it's been a blessing for you all to be here with us. And thoroughly, we have enjoyed it. And so, you know, we'll just keep this message going.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Remember, life is what you make it now.
Exactly.
Hello.
All right. So my information is basically I got an email from a loyal listener last week. And I sent the email directly to Teresa. And she sent you the information, correct?
She did. She
okay.
sure did.
So the information was full of, this is how Carol Ann can get help. Dial this number. If she need a bill paid, if she need car service to appointments.
Wow.
All this kind of stuff. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
And more importantly, it touched them so much that they forwarded the show to the American Cancer Society, saying that this show has touched me so much that y'all need to hear what's going on in the ATL.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that part. But.
Wow. That's awesome.
So trust and believe that you may, and I tell Slick and Lady Z this all the time, the fortunate and the unfortunate thing about doing this show and using this platform is that we're helping someone. But it's not for us to see the results of the help. It's for the world to just be aware that it's going on.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to see.
That's right.
Somebody ain't got to tell you. Just know that it's happening.
Yes.
It is. It just is.
All I got to say is look at God.
So I thought that would be very touching.
That's
and
amazing.
Awesome.
It is.
Wow.
It is.
So about 2 weeks that I'll probably get an email back, you know, with some responses and remarks or something of that nature. So I thought that was very, very, very awesome.
Very, very awesome.
And I want to thank.
You did do that.
right.
And I want to thank Slick Money and Lady Z for having this vision to have a platform that brings awareness to every part of life. Every part of life, because this is what we set out to do. And regardless if someone tapped me on the shoulder and say thanks, we already know that it's being done.
Absolutely.
So, just wanted to share that with you.
Alrighty.
So, but now we're finna move into some discussions about how to actually support someone that has this terrible, terrible disease, which is cancer. We talked about breast cancer and carcinoid. Did I say that right?
Carcinoid
tumors.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That actually attacks your lungs as well as
liver
and things of that nature.
Small intestine.
Exactly. So we want to shift the focus to Lady Z. We're going to start off with you.
Okay.
And kind of just share with the listeners some of the things that you've done, because I know you say you had a sister that had breast cancer.
That's correct.
And some of the things that you did and some advice that you would give someone to kind of help support anyone that's actually going through cancer. And I know you support many people in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we know that because you are the truest and the you know, it's priceless in some of the things that you've done as far as law advice, attorney advice, and things of that nature. But we're going to focus tonight on some advice that you can share how to support someone that either is going through or has been through cancer.
Well, the first thing that I would say, you know, when you have a loved one that's going through cancer, first thing that I think that one have to do is to just try to stay positive and help them to be positive. The worst thing is to go in looking sad and crying and feeling bad. And I think you have to, you know, exhume that that happy energy toward them so that they can feel that ability and that emotion that is going to help them get through it. So we don't want to be sad around them. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is just to be there to listen and to just help them to mentally get through it. Because I think the physical comes after the mental. If you are mentally healed, then your body will follow that. And so just helping people to just get to that place where they feel like mentally they can deal with it, because it's hard. It's painful sometimes, and it's a long process. And so I think that, you know, for me, that was what was important, you know, encouraging her to just, you know, everything was going to be okay, you know. And then, of course, all the other stuff that goes along with that, you know, the cards, the phone calls, the hats, you know, the scarves, all those things that will make that person feel good about themselves. And that's how I just, you know, try to be supportive with those who have cancer. But also we need to educate ourselves, too, about the kinds of cancers that are out there, and then about what we can do to prevent some of those things from happening. And again, back to the diet, back to the water, back to, you know, the knowledge. Knowledge is power. And so I think that we have to go there as well.
Okay, Beth.
Well, I'd like to, first of all, salute Lady Z for being a supporter. As I've mentioned before, so many times the supporter isn't given the pink spotlight. And the survivor can't survive without exceptional support. Mm-hmm. So I say to you, on behalf of your sister and all of the other fighters and survivors, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having been her rock. Thank you for seeing beyond where she was. Thank you for giving of yourself so that she could be the priority. Mm-hmm. But I'd also like to ask you the question from the perspective of a supporter's view: how did going through the journey affect you? What was it like to be a supporter?
It was emotional. It was emotional. It was hard, you know, because I had to stay positive all the time, even when I wanted to cry for her.
Yes.
You know, so I had to do that in the closet. You know, I cry to my Jesus, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then wake up, you know, trying to be strong. And sometimes, you know, we all fall short. You know, we get weak and we, you know, we start thinking about ourselves, our other family members, our friends, you know. And so, you know, for me, it was just trying to stay strong. And those weak moments when I felt that, you know, I didn't have that strength, I had to reach deeper to get there.
Okay. And because of your walking with your sister and being supportive, how have you changed how you take care of yourself now that breast cancer is genetically attached to you?
Oh, I mean, I do my self-test. I've always been a great, you know, watch what I eat, because I was always watching my weight, but I'm watching my weight and my health,
okay,
right? And so I exercise on a regular basis. I eat, you know, as healthy as I can. I try to avoid, you know, foods that have a lot of processing going on. I don't really eat a lot of processed meats.
Mm-hmm.
So I just changed my diet a little bit. And then, you know, the other thing, I just wake up every day. When I wake up, the first thing I say in the morning is thank you. Thank you. And that's how I begin my day.
Wow. Celebrating the supporter. Because we can't survive without your support.
I appreciate that.
We cannot survive without your support.
And I never thought about me. I mostly thought about her.
Yes.
You know, and so I appreciate you saying that.
Today we think about you. Today we think about Carol Ann's husband. Today we think about her family. We think about your sister, your additional family members, my sister, my family members. Being a supporter is not easy.
That's right.
Because like you said, when you want to bow down, throw in the towel, you can't. You have to stand as that front line to support the fighter.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Your strength comes from a place that's innate.
Yeah.
You don't even know that it's there until it happens.
Absolutely.
And so just thank you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Carol Ann, you want to kind of chime in on the people that you've supported
some
people that support you?
I sure do. When my sister was diagnosed, first I had to get over the shock. And I had to educate myself before I tried to talk with her. I had to understand what breast cancer is. And the way I did that was going to the website, reliable, but, you know, sources to get information about breast cancer. So when I listen to her, I'll be able to communicate more effectively. So that's the first thing I did. I just tried to educate myself about breast cancer. Because, you know, I've been hearing about it, never thought it would touch my area, my family. You know, you never think that it would be you. It might be somebody else. However, so after I educated myself and I had to learn how to listen to my sister to hear what she's feeling, where she's hurting, what are her concerns. I had to learn how to listen without chiming in. Very much so, because I knew she was hurting more than, you know, anybody else. The first thing she probably was thinking, oh, this is my debt warrant, you know. So I had to really listen and try not to speak too much. Normally, big sister, she was my older sister, but I was still big sister.
Yeah.
Big sister, everybody wants to hear what big sister has to say, and they would take it seriously. Anything I say is law. In their eyes, because I'm the one that's always reading and researching and things like that. So they will look to me for answers when it comes to certain things. So after educating myself and I spoke with my sister and I listened to her concern, she didn't have much to say. I think she was more scared than anything else. So I try to encourage her to be strong. It wasn't easy.
Wasn't easy, I'm sure.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
However, I had to assess the situation.
Yes.
And try to assign tasks to my other brothers, sisters, family members that were willing to join the fight with her. Who is going to do this and who's going to do that to assist her along this journey, because I was thousands of miles away from her. And, you know, people would normally say, if there's anything I can do to help, just let me know. People love to say that. And I think that puts a kind of a setback. I'm saying this because it happens to me today.
Yes.
People would say, anything I can do to help. And I don't, if anybody tells me that, I don't want to ask.
Right.
I don't want to ask for help. So I would do things like, I say, okay, this is my advice to people. If that person has a dog, just offer to walk the dog.
Right.
Just an example. Offer to take them to the hospital for their visits or doctor's visits or certain chores that they used to do before having it and they can't do anymore. Offer to help them in those ways instead of just saying, if you need any help, call me, or if there's anything you need. This is just how I feel going through it myself.
Yes.
Despite it's a different type of cancer. Cancer is cancer.
Yes.
This is what I would prefer. I'm thinking this is what somebody else might feel the same way. Some people may feel that way. So I made sure that I assigned chores to the ones that were willing to help. So to take that burden off of her.
Yes.
Because sometimes you feel like you don't want to burden anyone. So that would be my advice or to somebody who would, or a big tip to support somebody that's going through this ordeal.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because when I think about the person that was my number one supporter is my sister. And she has known me all of her life and most of my life. And because she saw me go through breast cancer from the day of diagnosis, she encouraged me with, she said, I have a new song of praise for you in the beginning of this battle. And it was Marvin Sapp's Never Would Have Made It.
Mm.
I had never heard the song before, and she called me and she said, this is your new song. And from that day forward, it pushed me. It pushed me to a place of no return. And I said to her, what you're doing has helped to save my life. And because she was selfless, because she met me where I was, she took herself out of the equation. She never really had an opportunity to feel some kind of way, if that makes sense. Because I started off in a great place. So she went from 0 to 3,000 There was never anything gradual. So as you are a supporter, please, please, please allow yourself to, the time to be where you are in that place and digesting your role as a supporter, because it is a great, great, great value. Even with my husband and my children being supporters, my children were 4 and 11 at the time. They didn't really understand, but they knew that if mommy needed help, they were there to pick things up. My husband was there. The one thing, the one time I cried profusely during my fight, I could not pull the sheets up around my neck. I didn't have the strength because of the mastectomy and because of the tram flap. There's no way that I could pull that simple energy. I cried and my husband came into the room and he said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I can't pull the covers up." He said, "You prepared yourself for everything, Beth. You prepared yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But you didn't prepare yourself to need other people." And so for anyone that is fighting, anyone, even in survivorship, we still need people. When people are trying to bless you, allow them. Because God is wanting to bless them so that they can be a blessing for you. As Carol Ann said, we don't know to say, "Hey, I need my toenails cut. If I can do anything." Think of something, put yourself on the flip side from a supporter's perspective. Before you ask a survivor or a fighter, ask yourself, if I were in this position, what would I want?
Exactly.
And then you can say, okay, I would want some hot pork skins. I would want some salt and vinegar chips. I would want a fresh bouquet of flowers so that I could see life in my room. I want fresh fruit. I'd love some dinner meals cooked. I'd love just to be able to stand outside in the window. So think of all of those things and consider all of those things when you are in the position of being a supporter.
Exactly.
Speak life to that person. Encourage them. But do not forget about yourself, because as a supporter, you need strength too.
Yes. Yes.
I have a question for the panel. Tonight, it sounds like education is
the key.
The key. And sometimes we are getting education while they're going through it. So my question is, where can people get education now before it even starts? I'm sure there's some websites. We can Google some things. There's some great resources out there. Can y'all expound upon some of the places that people can go to get educated now to prepare themselves just in case?
Certainly. You can always go to cancer.org, which is the American Cancer Society's webpage. It covers every type of cancer that you have ever come in contact with. It will give you the beginnings of what detection, what to be expecting, and it starts taking you down the road of recovery immediately. Cancer.org for the American Cancer Society.
Okay. You have anything?
Or a little locally, you can find out from a friend or relative, and you can do some hands-on, and you will have the first-hand experience. It just sacrificing one day, a few hours, whatever you can afford to assist that person. That person may need somebody to talk with or something like that. You can do that as well, and it's nothing like hands-on.
Hey, I've heard both ladies speak on supportive and Lady Z speak on it, but I want to say this to the listeners, and it's not so much for Carolyn and Beth, but I just want to say this just from my perspective and what wisdom I picked up, you know, in the last 5-10 years, which makes sense. We're talking about supportive, right? And being supportive to someone. You got to understand that if you're in a position to support someone, you must do it because someone else might not.
Wow.
So God will put you in a situation to be supportive to someone. Yes. And once you turn that down, that next person might not support them. So what I'm saying to you is that, my listeners, if you're in a position and in God's will and his power to inspire you to help someone who needs some help, help them. Because the next 25 people might not.
That's right.
They might have an excuse, or they might have a reason, or, well, this going on, family doing that. So if you're in a position to support someone, do not push it aside.
Wow.
Because you might be the only one that really might help.
Yes.
So you can't say, well, Harris got something to do. Well, Steve might not be there to help me. Mm. Lady Z might not be there. Tiffany might not be there. Carol might not be there. But if Harris is there and God's able and willing to help me, he should, because don't depend on nobody else to help you.
That's right. Mm.
Don't think, well, I ain't going to do it. Phil going to do it. Whatever. So all I'm asking you as a listener, if you're in the position to help someone to be supported, do it.
Yes.
Because the next person just might not.
And can I say this? Some of you may be far away, and the easiest way to support that person would be in prayers.
Mm.
If you believe in prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Because prayers can go to any length. It could go to any part of the world. Prayers can travel. Prayers are powerful. So that's another way in supporting someone, genuine prayers now. And take a hand of someone else, because God says where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst.
That's right.
So if there's any other way, if you can't support in any way, just try prayers. It works.
Right, and also phone calls and text messages.
Yes,
exactly.
You know, yeah. Letter, card, whatever.
Yes.
That can really touch a person who's really going through something.
And please don't get weary doing
that's
that.
That's right, don't.
Right.
Yeah.
It don't take that much to send a text message or call or go get a card. That can be very thoughtful and help a person who's really going through something.
Mm-hmm.
So there's ways and avenues to really touch someone mm-hmm. who's going through something. Because trust me when I tell you this, Harvey,
mm-hmm.
it come full circle.
It does.
Yes.
Because what's happening today could be yours tomorrow.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it is what it is. So I'm just saying, you can't go help nobody, and you might need that same hand from that person
mm-hmm. yes.
2 weeks from now, 6 months from now.
Mm. Never know.
You
and
never know.
No seed too small to sow.
Absolutely.
There's no seed too small to sow. Just know that when you're sowing it in goodness, you will reap in goodness.
Amen.
Speaking of seed, let me go ahead and get this donation website for Miss Carol. And once again, the Slick Money Lady Z Show is encouraging you to please go to GoFundMe.com/CarolG. And there is the page there where you can donate. Any amount will be greatly appreciated. So please do that. Another question I wanted to ask. I know that they have book clubs that they meet. They got all kind of organizations that they meet for certain things. Is there a cancer awareness group?
Like a support group?
Like a support group that is established locally or that y'all know of that people can probably attend, just like Carol Ann was talking about. That firsthand education is great. Mm-hmm. Just attending these groups can actually give you some education. If you can meet about reading a book, you can meet about some cancer awareness education. Is there any such thing as that?
Yes, there are several groups. I am formerly the Atlanta chapter president of Sisters Network. Sisters Network is the only national African-American breast cancer survivorship organization in the nation. We have a chapter. Our new president is Diana, and it is sistersnetworkatlanta.org. They meet, as well as Sisters by Choice, who was established by Dr. Roxbert Phillips, who I also attend their group, and it's Sisters by Choice. I think it's sistersbychoiceinc.org or sistersbychoice.org. as well as breastfriends.org, bosombuddies.org. If you will Google breast cancer survivor organizations in the city of Atlanta, there are several of them that come up.
Okay. Carolyn, the CT group probably is something that we may want to look into If there's not a group available for...
I am now researching the CT group. Right. Like I said before, last week, I have never heard of carcinoid tumors before. And each day I'm hearing about breast cancer, and everything else except carcinoid tumors. So my goal is to bring this awareness so we can have a strong support, right, or organization like breast cancer awareness. That's my goal, and I'm really looking forward for people to come on my team so we can make this happen. I know I cannot do this by myself. Right. So if you're listening out there today, please try to contact me so we can make this happen to save lives.
Go ahead and put your email address out there so people at least know where to reach you, or is there a website on the GoFund account?
You can reach me at carolgeorgeroach@bellsouth.net. That's Carol, C-A-R-O-L, George, G-E-O-R-G-E, R-O-A-C-H, all one word, @bellsouth.net.
Okay, good deal. Please, listeners, if you have any questions about CT, carcinoid tumors, please reach out to Carol Ann for some advice, some symptoms, or just some questions or any sort. And let's go ahead and try to build a team.
Let's make this happen.
A support group that would at least start some awareness. The platform is great, but this has to continue at some form and fashion to make sure that we are aware of some things. Especially with CT, because when you first told me about that, I had no idea,
right?
You know, about the CT and things of that nature. So, one last question that I have is, as a supporter, how much of a life change is it, as far as your day to day life, as far as your job, as far as your, if you're married, you know, how does that affect all of that? If you can give somebody advice on how to put that in perspective as far as a routine, or if you partner up with some other family members to kind of share the burden and things of that nature.
That would be the best thing.
That's true.
To partner up with family members and close friends, relatives, that would be the best thing, to share those duties. One person that will burn, they will be burnt out.
Yes, you're not easily. An island. You're not an island when you're supporting. It's not an island.
Yes.
You're not an island, and you should allow yourself not to feel burdened when you can't. That's when you reach out to incorporate others. You build a net so that you can support the person that's fighting. Don't try to do it by yourself, because you will get burned out.
Yes.
And you'll become exhausted, and then your desire to serve that person that's fighting as a supporter, you will become unhappy, and it will become a burden as opposed to the joy of being able to be there for that person. Yes.
Because sometimes I think, you know, when we talk about support and how we're trying to be there for people, we do tend to get this Superman or Wonder Woman type attitude, to where, you know, it's like, I'm going to do everything I can, but everything else is lacking, or your marriage starts to get in your job, you're about to lose your job, and things of that nature. But so we kind of want to bring some awareness to that. We're not trying to say not support.
Right, but you cannot do it all.
Right, but you can't do it all.
You cannot do it all. Yeah. You cannot do it all.
So building that net.
Yes.
Building that support system, very strong. If y'all have to do a conference call to determine some duties every week, everybody take responsibilities.
That's a great one. And, you know, I have to say this. I know I've been blessed with strength from God, and I'm, you know, did I do that?
Yes, you did.
And often I would be asked the question, how are you doing this? You are so strong. I can't believe you're the person that's going through what you're going through. I'm hearing that so many, so often, so many days, every day almost. And sometimes people can take that for granted. They think, okay, she's looking strong. She doesn't need help. There comes the listening point. Listen to that person.
Yes.
Listen to their feelings. Listen to what they're saying. They may seem strong like I am,
yes,
but they have some weaknesses somewhere.
Absolutely.
So if you listen, you'll hear it.
Don't take their fight and their strength for granted.
For granted.
Because what if a fighter or survivor is silent, that's merely because they're concentrating on their life. They're concentrating as much as they can on healing.
Yes.
So it's not to, you know, think that they're ignoring you. It's
yes.
just that their focus is from the inside out.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a question for both of y'all. I don't know if it's a stupid question, but they
no,
said.
No, there's no stupid
question. Yeah, I was going to say that the word was that no question is stupid. Mm-hmm. But as a person who has cancer and you're assuming that you have a support system, you want to always assume that it's there for you.
Right.
Whether it's there or not, you just assume. My question I want to ask you ladies is that, is there a priority list of people that you will contact first or you know will be there for you? Or, you know, like when I went through what I was going through or whatever, I knew Horace was there for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to call Horace.
Right.
He just came on his own because we just been there for each other for 20 some years. So I didn't, he brought me meals. His mom cooked for me mm-hmm. when I was down and out and stuff like that. So we just been loyal to each other when he came out of high school. So it's funny how things go full circle. And 20 some years later, he's there for me.
Yes.
I mean, like now I could call him and say, I need something to eat. He'll get his car and come over. Or he'll say, meet me at the restaurant. Cause I ain't ashamed to tell somebody to feed me.
That's
I got to
right.
eat.
And you look like you eat. You eat very well.
Now see, I didn't ask Sprinkle to say that. She understands.
That's
she
a
say,
blessing.
Listen, hold on. She say that to go across the world.
Hey, that's blessing.
Them folk going to say, now, that big one be a big dude. Cause
no, I just said you eat well. I did not say you
no,
overindulge.
It's all good.
I didn't
no,
say that
it's
you
all
get
good,
down
honey.
At the buffet. I didn't say.
No, I hit Golden Corral every chance
what?
I get.
Don't play.
Got it. What?
The best time to go is about 10:15 to 10:30 because at 11 they start bringing out dinner. So you get breakfast and dinner, Sprinkles.
Let me just respond to your question. That would be a test,
okay.
In my opinion. That's a good test. Then you'll know who your folks are.
Right, absolutely. And that's
then
the reason why I said that, right.
Really, really there for you. Trust me. So many people call and say, I'm so sorry. Anything, you know, that's the phrase I don't
I can do for
hey,
you.
Is there anything I can do?
Right, absolutely.
They never show up. They
right.
call once in a blue moon.
Wow.
You'll never see them. And before you were seeing them, you will hear from them more often.
Right.
And things like that. But on their, you know, it's a two-way street. Sometimes some of them are afraid.
And that, I was going to say that.
Some of them are afraid. They don't know what they'll encounter when they come to see you. They're so afraid that this, you know, I don't want to see what I
yep.
don't want to see, you know, so they don't know how. This is why you need to listen.
Yes.
We
right.
came right back to listen, and we came right back to education again. So if you educate yourself a little bit, and I hope this show is really educating some people,
mm-hmm.
Read up about, go to reliable websites and read up about cancer, whatever type of cancer that person may be going through. And if you know that person very well and you call them on the phone and you listen to them, then you'll know, you'll have a good idea
mm-hmm.
of if you, or ask them, can I come over? Would you feel comfortable? And I would say, yeah, sure, come on.
Yes.
Right.
And 9 out of 10 times when they come over, they'll be like, oh my gosh,
yes.
sigh of relief.
Right.
You know? And I guess part of it is my strength.
That's it.
That I've been blessed with. So you never know, but regardless, see that person, remember that person for who they are or were. And just do it.
Yeah.
Take fear out of it.
In the diagnosis, when I was fighting, there were actual people that said, I don't know that I can take seeing you sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I simply said to them, I don't know what is in your mind or how you think you will see me. I understand that everyone wasn't able to be there side by side because they're so accustomed to seeing us coming and going and doing
right.
that when we are in a down spot temporarily, they don't know how to react.
Yes.
Right.
Several, I mean, my very, very, very sister girlfriends and brother guy friends, I can't take seeing you sick. So I'm going to stay away. I'm not staying away because I don't want to be there. I don't know how to deal with this. I'm dealing myself. Mm-hmm. And I had to respect that initially. And then as time went on and they began to see my progress and that I didn't look like this picture that they thought,
mm-hmm.
then they came around, as you just mentioned, it's like, oh, well, you don't look. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. not really sure. What do we expect now? You sure you have?
Yes.
I'm positive mm-hmm. I had, and yes.
Right. So for those who listening and is going to play the supportive role, the person that's sick, you just call people that's already just been there for you.
Well, it begins with your family circle.
Yeah, right.
I would think it will begin with your family circle, and they're the ones most of the time that will be there first.
Right.
And I think you will reach out to others if you need them.
Yes. Like, you know, like coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you
cousin,
need them.
Church
mm-hmm.
members.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Family members. So I'm just saying this for those who might be going through this, because you don't know who cancer is going to hit next.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So if you listen to the show thinking you safe, ain't nobody safe.
Nobody safe.
No one's safe. Start with your inner circle outwards.
Right. And that's all I'm trying to get there.
Yes.
And that's right.
Start with the inner circle outwards. You start with the people that are closest to you.
Yes.
Whether it's a select few friends, or family members, you go from family to the friends, to the co-workers, to the church, and you just like if you drop a pebble in a pond, it goes deep first and then it ripples out and gets bigger.
Right, absolutely.
It's the same way that's how you start with
okay.
your support system.
Great.
From the inside out.
There you go.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yes.
Have y'all had anyone to say to you, why you didn't reach out to me? Or like, why you didn't tell me after like 2 or 3 months down the line that maybe you didn't think that person would have supported you or things of that nature? How, you know, have y'all experienced something like that?
About the diagnosis, you mean? Or
about supporting you, like if, you know, you got diagnosed with CT.
Yes.
And you've been going through it for a couple of months.
Yes.
And then you someone,
see somebody haven't seen in a while, and they say, oh, why didn't you tell me?
You know, I would have supported
you. People say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And chances are they probably knew.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying, that's how folks is.
Well, my answer would be this. It's never too late.
Right, absolutely. But I think that was a great
Carolyn.
Right. Yeah. But it was great what Howard said, because people would say that.
Yeah.
They'll say,
yeah,
well,
that's
you didn't. Right, yeah,
yes.
you didn't tell me. But shit ain't supposed to tell you.
Yeah,
you didn't try to find out either.
Yeah. Somebody should have told you something, because if you ain't been seeing me regularly, you know something wrong.
You know what?
Yeah.
Last Friday evening, I forgot to mention this last week, but I did have a fundraiser dinner. And
you didn't invite us?
You didn't invite us?
Girl, stop.
Cut off her mic.
Cut off
my
goodness.
I'm
the food must not be good. It would not have been that good.
If
at
the
art.
Food was good, I was told. But you know what it felt like?
What's that?
911.
Really?
The reason why I said that is the collaboration. People came together.
Mm.
I was pleasantly surprised
mm-hmm.
to see so many people, those that I know, those that I don't know, and the people I don't know. This was touching to me. They just came up to me and said, I don't know you, I just heard.
Mm.
And I decided to come forward and support you.
Wow. Mm.
Those are the ones that broke me down.
Yes.
The ones that did not even know me. That's what I call 911.
Wow.
Because with the 911 massacre, you know, that's what happened. Everybody from all walks of life.
Oh, that's a great
color,
analogy.
Color, creed, whatever. Everybody just came out. And I thank God for that blessing. And I want to thank everyone that came out to that, to support me, to be in Team Carolyn.
Yes.
That's awesome. I can imagine if you're going through this tragic disease, that it's a mental thing where you see someone like that who don't even know you, support you, but people who've known you for years you know, just you hear nothing from them.
Yes.
You know, how do you deal mentally? I mean, because you are already in a bad place, but how do you deal with this person don't even know who I am?
Yes.
But I got 5 or 6 people who've known me for years.
Yes. And you know what was another beauty on that? They had to ask, who is she?
The 911 people?
Yeah. They had to ask, who is she? Because most people was expecting somebody sitting in a corner, you know,
looking sickly.
Themselves. Mm-hmm. Looking, they couldn't tell because, you know, I love my mini skirts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turned down
the
for what?
The whole army was looking for that skirt. Girl.
Go, Carolyn. Go, Carolyn.
That's just me. I was just being myself.
Yes.
And that's a blessing. The ones that did not show up and made excuses, you know, I just forgive them.
That's right.
I can't do anything about it, so I just have to forgive them and move on. That's how it is.
I'm pretty sure they have to be tough.
Yeah.
Going through, you know, something like that and you know, you say reach out to your inner circle first, but half of your inner circle get missing. Mm. And
yeah,
your outer circle replace the inner circle.
Yeah, I want to ask another question, Howard, and I think this should be dear to both of them, and they should have a great answer for this one. We talk about a support system, right? And this is what the show is about, part two, support. Mm-hmm. I want to ask both of you about your children's support. How did your children?
Oh, that's a good one. Wow.
Oh.
Because I know how kids are. And, I you know, they know mom, a super mom, she's a super woman, mm-hmm. she's everything. Then you go look in the room, mm-hmm. her hair is all gone, mm-hmm. or she's weakling, can't move, you got to help her do this. So my question to Carol and Beth is that you both are beautiful black women, and I'm sure you have beautiful children. So for those who's listening, tell them how they can respond to their children who they probably just don't know what to say about folks. Folks ain't used to seeing you like that. Mm-hmm. So the kids is dear to you. They came through your stomach and all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about? I'm keeping
it's
it real.
Too much, huh?
Yeah. So if my mom laying in the bed like that, I'm like, damn. That's just like taking a breath out of your life, man. Somebody that birthed you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just laying up there capitated or whatever the case may be and can't move. You like, really?
Yeah.
you know what I'm talking about?
Second
grade.
He's gone down to second grade now, huh?
Well, you know it, I didn't go to school at all. But anyway, I just want to ask you, can start with you, Carol, and then we'll finish with Beryl. I don't want to know how, Beth, we just want to ask you, how did your children react? Because we know your husband's like he was a strong man, and I'm sure he was there 100%. But how did the children handle whether they were small or adults?
First, I have a little correction. I was stronger than him.
You were stronger than who?
And I'm still stronger.
Howard, turn that mic on and have him come sit over here.
I'm still stronger than him.
Girl, stop.
You know, I'm telling you, I don't know where I got all the strength from, but I'm still stronger than him. Yes.
So tell us how the kids.
The children. My children are 27.
Okay.
And 22.
So they're older.
Yeah. But they're still babies.
Yeah, 22 is definitely a baby. 27 is grown folk.
They're still babies.
When you get 27, you about grown. I mean, you shouldn't be asking mama for no money or nothing.
Oh, wow.
But when you're 22, you still can ask mama to get in that purse.
I think she's 26. I'm giving her a year. She's 26.
We're 26.
Those girls are strong as well. And I think they play games. If they're in their weak moments, I don't ever see it.
Mm. Okay.
I think they play hide and seek with me. And I play hide and seek with them too. Because when I'm in my dung moments, most of the times they're not there. So my closet knows the secret.
I got you.
So I think we both, or all three of us, play hide and seek, the children and I. Even my husband sometimes, because I know I'm stronger than him, I try not to let him see. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when I'm in my dung moments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fortunately for me, my type of treatment did not take my hair out. So they didn't see that part, but they have seen that I've lost 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Those who don't know me wouldn't even know that I've lost 30 pounds. They'll think, well, that's who she is, how she is. So it's not that hard. I think the strength that God has blessed me with, this is why I think this is a test. And God is working through me to help others.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he's given me the strength that he has.
Okay.
Because I couldn't do this by myself. This is why every day I say, did I do that? that strength, I am so serious about that phrase. That strength that I have, that inner strength, it comes through me. It shows in my every action.
Yes.
My words, the way I speak with everyone. I'm the encourager.
Mm. Right.
I am the supporter of the person.
Right, of all things. Absolutely.
So, yes, I've gotten all those names. I have Supermom. I have Phenomenal Mom. All of these names I have, yes.
Okay.
And it all the glory belongs to God.
Right. Hey, I'm going to say this before Beth take over, because this is going to be dear to Beth. She teased me about my fourth grade education and third grade and second grade. This is a first grade question here. And it's going to touch her, what I'm about to say. First grade now, Harris. I just went for the first grade. Didn't get a chance to do the middle school, high school, and all that. Beth.
Yes.
As a parent, I know you're a loving mom. And you probably didn't experience this. But trust me, some mother out there is going to experience this, or a father. And I do want you to expound on the family thing, what Carol spoke on, but I want to say this to you because I want to get your response to this first. Ain't nothing like a mama when a tear run down her face because her child wasn't there for her.
Mm. Mm.
So all I'm saying, your boys might be young, but if you have children and you expect them to be there for you like you were there for them when you were changing their diapers,
wow,
and now you got them to be mature adults or whatever the case may be, ain't nothing more sad to a parent when they can't call on their child.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. And it probably adds to the person's fight,
mm-hmm,
when they
absolutely
can't call their children to come and be their support.
And you got to call a neighbor.
You have
and
to
you got
call
five,
a neighbor,
six kids.
Yeah. Five or six kids. And it goes back to the relationship that you have with your children.
Right.
Because while we don't know and understand everything that has transpired, why the relationships are severed, some, why they are estranged, some, that all has to be taken into consideration.
Right.
So if I'm a parent and I am not in good standings with my children and I'm going through for whatever reason, it may be my desire, even in the midst of all of that, for them to come. We still have to remain in our truth. And
right,
the truth of the matter is, whatever is going on in that relationship, does it comfortably present an opportunity for that child to come assist you, number one? Number two, is it in your best interest for that child to come and help you? If you have an estranged relationship and you're catching hell and they've called you out of your name and they've done this, that, and the other, they don't need to be there. They're not contributing to your healing.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful. I want to ask you this here, too. And I know you're going to be honest with me because you're just an honest type of individual. Do God take us through things to bridge gap with our children?
I believe so.
And he gives you the test, okay, mom's sick, okay, I need you to do this. And you don't take the challenge.
I believe so. He presents opportunities to mend the fence. That's exactly
right.
To heal.
Right.
If they have to, if mama is sick or daddy is sick to a point where they can't do for themselves and they have to come in, this is, in my opinion, God's way of bringing the family back together.
Right. And the reason why I asked that question, Beth, is because I know some folks who mom was sick and only one sibling went there and the other ones had has means to get in there, but never came.
Hmm.
That's the only reason why I asked
the mom,
you that.
Did the person pass?
No, they didn't pass.
They're still
living, yeah.
But guess what? God is dealing with them because the word says, honor thy mother and thy father so that their days may be long.
Wow.
When you don't honor your mother and your father, you are shortening your days by the second.
Wow.
And that's something that you have to manage and something that you have to deal with. So if you want to shorten your days by hours, weeks, years, do wrong by your mother and your father.
And you know what's so sad, Horace? I know, I'm sure the show will be going on when Mother's Day get here and Father's Day, when we would do specials going up to that. But there's some revelations sitting up in here.
Yes.
I'm talking about these folks and saying some stuff, man.
Yes.
And I'm just keeping it real. The platform that the Slick Money Lady Z Show and the creator is HM3. Don't get me wrong. He brought all this into vision. But trust me, when we start this, we never thought we were going to do breast cancer awareness show. We just didn't think we was because we didn't think about it.
Right.
But boy, do the days come fast.
Yes. There's something that we didn't touch on, and if I may for just a few seconds.
Sure.
And that's the perspective of parents. Mm-hmm. Seeing their child go through something.
Absolutely.
It does something to them mentally. My mother shared with me not too long ago that when I shared with her my diagnosis, that she took to her bed for weeks. Mm. She took to her bed for weeks. My father was very quiet and distant because, and I'm thinking in their minds, they were saying, you know, how could this, you know, what, first of all, they probably asked the question, you know, what did I do? Because
right.
The sins fall on the children. And some parents may consider breast cancer or any cancer the sin. I don't agree with that. And I don't know that that's what my parents' mindsets were. But some parents will have that mindset. They
right.
don't know how to handle, okay, this is
seeing
my baby.
Seeing a child like that, right.
Seeing mm-hmm. a child like that. It's not supposed to happen to my children.
It's supposed to happen to me.
It's supposed to happen to me.
Absolutely.
So
she's right.
That
yeah.
has taken, that at that time, took them through a whole nother psyche of being a parent that after the show, I will call tomorrow and inquire because not until this very moment had I even considered what they went through mentally as a parent.
Mm. Wow. Hey man, this is real talk. I, you know, Lady Z travels a lot, and bless her heart, you know, she's got to feed the family. She feeds me too. So, what I'm about to say is just dear to me because these two women here have really inspired me in a lot of ways because of their courage. Everybody got courage, but they don't exercise it.
Yeah.
Because of pride.
Yep.
Pride is one of the deadly sins.
Yep. Mm.
Folks and died hard behind pride.
That's right. Yes.
And they take it to the grave. Then when they get there, they got to see Jesus. In how many days? Two or three?
Hello.
And he going to ask you about that pride heart. You about to believe this. Everything living got to go see him.
That's
right. I'm telling you what I know. I don't know much, but that I do know.
Yes.
But I want to say this, and we can close it out however y'all want to do it. This is real talk what I'm about to say. You know, I ain't the greatest at this or the greatest at that. But along this journey, I have picked up some knowledge from folks I done been around.
Hmm.
And I'm telling you this here now. I'm sharing this with two beautiful women. Lady Z had to take off and go out of town. But I'm telling you this from what I know about being supportive. If you ain't got nobody to help you and you can't call nobody, you can always pray. And if you don't know how to pray, tears, prayers for you.
That's right.
Come on now. I can get some folks saved right
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, that's it.
Tears pray for
yes.
you, folk.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to tell you,
yes.
Carol. Tears coming down your face is a prayer.
Yes.
Because everybody don't know how to pray.
That's right.
Yes.
But everybody can go through some pain.
That's right. Yes.
And you know who the healer is. Ain't but one healer.
Come on now.
I done seen doctors say, oh, you ain't going to make it.
Speak it.
And they outlive the doctor heart.
Yes.
Come
Hallelujah.
On now. Let's have some church right
Hallelujah.
Here, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm talking about. I done seen some folks outlive the doctors are. When they say they supposed to die in about 24 hours.
Yes.
Ain't but one healer.
That's right.
One healer.
Ain't but one healer.
One.
You can go praise the tree all you want to.
But he made the tree.
You about to go say it again. Man say he an atheist. Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
You can't be an atheist if you believe in him.
Yeah.
You have to believe in him to become an atheist.
That's right.
God is real, folks.
He is real.
I'm telling you what I know. And we got two witnesses sitting up in this crib, Horace.
That's
that can
right.
testify from breast cancer, going through it and been through it. I'm talking about going through the wilderness and coming out.
Yes.
Come on now.
Absolutely.
I can become a pastor with no education. Now I just went to kindergarten, Har. I just graduated.
Come on now. Pre-K.
Har, they got to be regular. They
know,
that girl there knows she's silly.
There's something. Since this is a platform where we cater more sometimes to the men, the husbands.
Right.
We didn't mention the husbands tonight. Celebrating my 7-year cancerversary on the 19th, I woke up Monday morning, and it was just so heavy in my dream that I made a shirt for my husband and dedicated it to him, my sons, and my father. And it simply says that real men rock and don't roll in the fight against breast cancer.
Yeah, I got to get that shirt too. Yeah. A husband
because
for cancer.
Real men rock. I like that. And when I say real men rock, they stay. He stuck there through all of... When you go to the altar and you repeat your vows and say, through for richer, for poor, for better, for worse, in sickness and in health, clearly never did I expect
right
to have cancer be our sickness. And to have my husband, to have Carol Ann's husband, to be our rock, real men rock, they stay, they love us. One boob, no boob, two new boobs, all of the above have stayed and have loved
right
more than anything ever. There's been no lack of love, no lack of being sexy, no desirable, none of that. Sometimes I just got to beat them off, say, sit down. Time out. Man down. My head hurt, my baby toe hurt. So just, you know, we also salute them for being our rocks.
Yes. Right.
To holding us down, to keeping us covered in prayer, to allowing their strong arms to be our angel wings and to lift us up and to encourage us and to support us and for going out there when we couldn't do for ourselves.
Yes.
Carol, you got anything to say, Carol, before we close out?
I just want to say stay connected.
Yes.
Right.
This is a long haul. Don't get weary. Make a phone call, send a text. Technology is so modern today. There's so many ways in reaching out. Please stay connected. Keep it real.
Tonight, I just want to, for my final thoughts, I just want to kind of to sum up what I learned tonight. For all the people who support people with this cancer and to support people with anything in the world and anything that they're going through in life. Education.
Yes.
And sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things that I took from this. You're going to have a sacrifice and you're going to have to educate yourself
mm-hmm.
on being there for someone when they're fighting for their lives.
Yes.
So sacrifice and education is what I'm taking out of this tonight. Slick, you got any final words?
Yeah, I can't thank the ladies for being so, you know, brave and had the courage to come up and share their story and their testimony. Because like I said, you don't know how good God is until you go through something.
That's right.
And he pulled you through it.
Come on now.
Because there's some folks didn't get through it. Trust me when I tell you, if you made
Never
it through it.
Would have made it.
That's right. I mean, there's some folks didn't get through it.
Yep.
And you got to remember, this is a sinful world that we live in.
Yes.
So if you can't stop cancer. Well, sickness coming, harvest is coming.
That's right.
Because of a sinful world. So all I'm saying to you is that you could be healthy today and you'll drop dead tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a number. So be supportive because you never know when it's going to come back and you're going to need that support. It's breast cancer awareness every day for us.
Yes.
Not just for October. Who thought of that month?
Mm.
Shit, every month, 12 months.
That's right.
Shit, January was just as good as October and November.
Yeah, because it's there.
Yeah,
every day I'm alive.
What hurt me is that Black History Month thing and mm-hmm. this breast cancer thing. Mm-hmm. That stuff should be every day.
Every day.
It's some folks dying from this, man.
That's it.
Seriously. It's folks ain't got no support system. It's folks don't know who to turn to.
It's folks that are listening that
yeah,
have
absolutely.
Lumps and are afraid to go to the doctor
right, gonna,
or even acknowledge
right,
that they
gonna,
have
right,
sickness.
And going to fall dead.
Yep.
Trust me when I tell you that.
Boom.
But I can't thank both of you. You are very beautiful women. You're welcome to the Slick Mind Ladies Z Show any given time. It don't even got to be about cancer.
Thank
we
you.
Can come
thank
back
you.
And talk about some love if you want
hey,
to.
Yeah, we will.
Hey.
Sprinkles.
Because it's just sprinkles. Here you go. So the door is open for both of you because I'm telling them, y'all have touched a lot of folks, whether y'all believe it or not.
Wow.
You might not hear from them.
That's fine, though.
But trust me, 6 months from now,
yes.
they're going to think back on what y'all said.
Absolutely.
And all this stuff is saved.
Yes.
So you can always fall back on it and listen to it, and they can say, them women lifted my spirit.
Mm.
They gave me hope. Because you ain't got hope, what you got?
That's nothing.
You ain't got nothing if you ain't got
That's
no hope.
Right.
About to have a hope in something.
Yeah, have faith.
So I'm telling y'all, y'all have touched people across the country. I have friends call me from Tennessee. I have friends call me from Texas. I have friends call me from Seattle, California, Utah, Tampa, Memphis, just all Mississippi, saying y'all touch them.
That's great.
So don't.
So let's see this. Let's see how many people we can touch. Let's put out on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook, I am the Beth Goodman. That's TheBethGoodman. Friend me, connect with me, and put hashtag HM3Inc. And we're going to see how well we get connected and how many lives we're touching. Again, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, it's The Beth Goodman, TheBethGoodman, and mm-hmm. TheBethGoodman.com.
Okay, and Kara, are you on Facebook too?
No.
Are you on Instagram? So you ain't on nothing.
Not yet.
You just on you and your husband, Graham.
Not yet.
Well, she said you can always go to GoFundMe.com.
Yes, honey. Yes.
/
GoFundMe.
Carol
yes.
G.
Carol G.
And you can hashtag HM3E.
Yes.
And, so that's our connection.
Amen.
Yeah, and if you can't, right, if you can't find Beth on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or HM3, you can always hit Slick Money up on Twitter, and you can also hit him up on Facebook. You can friend Beth, and she'd be glad, I'm sure, to reach out to you because she's just inspiring. She's going to touch probably a million women before it's over with.
Yeah.
And it's so sad how it's other women going through this here but don't have a platform to share it, their story with people. Yes. They just tell the folks at their house.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? This woman here touches some folks across the globe.
Share it.
So I'm just telling you, make sure you can hit up hm3inc.com. Mm-hmm. Shoot email to Horace. He'll tell your story. If you hear the story and Beth and Kerr have touched you or you've been inspired, shoot her an email or just a hi. Let her know you listen. And we're going to see how much we connect and show that this is a tool.
Yes.
It's an instrumental. You know, it touches people. And you just don't know who you just might touch.
Yep.
So I can't thank both of y'all enough. Y'all sweethearts. Truly blessing. God's going to continue to bless you. Trust me when I know that.
Yes.
Anytime you can. You know why God need us?
Come all right now.
Now, I'm going to say this here. We can save the folks in the church tonight.
You, now.
You know why God need us?
I need
he take
you
us to give
now.
Testimony, to give people hope.
Amen.
Because he can't. If he didn't need us, he could do it himself.
Hallelujah.
You think he got the power to do that? God don't need nobody if he really wanted to.
Come on now.
But he want to see how many people y'all just really believe in
Come
him.
Come on now.
So all I'm saying to you is that be a testimony to somebody.
Because
you don't know what your neighbor going through. You don't know what your sister or brother going through.
Yes.
They can look rich.
That's right.
But they can be poor inside.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
I just got saved. Get the water.
Shanda.
I'm trying to tell you. You
ushers,
don't know what nobody's going
come.
Through. So all I'm telling you is be encouraging. God loves you. Find your church home.
Yes.
And trust me, get up on the ministry where you can learn some stuff.
Amen.
Because there's some boys out there teaching some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Help your family.
Yes.
Be encouraging somebody. I'm out here, H.
Hey, hm3inc.com, and you can email me at hm3@gmail.com if you want to tell your story or just shoot a testimony or a comment about the show tonight. Please hit me up on Facebook at hmclaren.com, Facebook/hmclaren. And I want to say this before we go, because I think this is the platform where we can all learn.
Absolutely.
And my thoughts as we finish tonight is helping people is great. Mm. Awesome. But it's those that impact our lives
Ooh.
That we will always remember. When you are impactful, that's God.
Say that thing.
Hashtag.
There are many people that has helped me through my life.
Yes.
But there are only a few that have impacted.
Wow.
So that's HM3. Final thoughts for tonight. I'm going to pass it all the way around so we can get up out of here. Beth, you got any final thoughts?
Slick Money said something that we are touching lives across the globe right now. The most important touch is you touching yourself. And that's once a month. Perform your monthly self-examinations, ladies and gentlemen, because early detection saves lives. It saved mine. Sprinkles.
Carol Ann, what you got?
Be receptive to someone's need when all of this is over. Be receptive to someone's needs.
I got to shout out Tiffany Blue. We know you're in Arkansas, baby. Come on home. We miss you in the Slick Money Lady Z Show. Have a safe flight. You know you'll be here tomorrow to do the sports talk show. I can't thank Lady Z enough for taking time out of her busy schedule to be a part of this, because I know being an attorney, lawyer slash all that stuff, traveling is just difficult. But to share her testimony and her wisdom and knowledge as an attorney is just something good for her.
Yes.
And like I said, you don't know who you might be touching. So I just want to thank her for being encouraging. And she just left to catch a flight.
Lady Z.
Yeah, Lady Z in the building. So thank y'all so much. And HM3 for his vision and making this all possible. And trust me, there's crowns on your jewel, or jewels on your crown, however they say it. Because God, he don't nothing go unnoticed.
Wow.
You might think he ain't seeing it, but he does.
He does.
And if he ain't seeing it, he got angels that go back and tell him.
All right, angels watching over me. Don't
there you go.
So it might not happen today. Yes. It could be tomorrow,
that's
next
right.
week.
That's absolutely
next
right.
Year. It's going to be in his time.
So we love you guys. You got to remember, Thanksgiving is on its way. We're finna hit the month of November. Be thankful. God is good. And HM, I'm out of here, man.
Hey, again, episode 19 in the books. Please check us out, hm3inc.com. Click on Slick Money Lady Z Show. You can find the episode there. I want to thank Lady Z for coming through. Slick Money, my main man. Beth, you're great. Carol Ann.
Yes, yes, yes.
New friend. This is what we're talking about. Bringing awareness, bringing the platform to all that we know. Just bringing it to you as God would have liked it anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We live on the 300th floor, overlooking the Atlantic Station, and this is the penthouse. HM3. Slick Money, Lady Z Show, and we out. Peace.
You're never alone, baby. You're never alone.